Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for this evening is written in Jeremiah chapter 33, beginning with the 14th verse. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called: The Lord is our righteousness. For thus says the Lord, David shall never lack a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel, and the Levitical priests shall never lack a man in my presence to offer burnt offerings, to burn grain offerings, and to make sacrifices forever. Let us pray. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. As a kid, I remember watching for family to arrive around Thanksgiving and Christmas. We were often told that they would come sometime today. Sometime today, as a kid, means I'll go run down at the end of the driveway and magically they'll be here. I remember watching and watching and more watching. It felt like an eternity. Tonight, we join the Israelites in watching. We watch for the Lord, our righteousness. We watch because he was promised, he is righteous, and he gives us his name. These verses focus upon God's promise to Israel and Judah. Israel and Judah represent the Old Testament church. Even as God's chosen people, they were unfaithful. God preached repentance to them through Jeremiah, but they didn't listen. God then delivered them into Babylonian captivity. God declared, "Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, children who deal corruptly." They were unrighteous, full of sin. Righteous means just, godly, and blameless. These words describe God, but definitely not the Israelites. God tells his captive people, "I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah." The promise that he refers to is from earlier in Jeremiah. "For thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place." These words encouraged the people to watch. God would bring his people back to Jerusalem. Shortly after they would return, their king, their savior, the promised Messiah, would come. God says, "Behold, the days are coming." This event is on the verge of happening, but not quite yet. Their Savior is coming. Watch. The Savior was coming from the line of David. God promised David, When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up for you offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Watch the line of King David. His throne would last forever. This king would execute justice and righteousness in the land, carrying out the requirements of a king. He would provide, protect, and rule justly. When God's people were captive, it would have been clear that their nation had failed. Where was their promised king? But God says, watch. He's coming. David shall never lack a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel. He would provide a peace and security no earthly ruler could muster. In captivity, Israel also lost her place of worship. But God says, watch. He also promises an eternal priesthood. The Levitical priests shall never lack a man in my presence to offer burnt offerings, to burn grain offerings, and to make sacrifices forever. The priest's job was to sacrifice burnt offerings for the sins of the people. The offerings pointed forward to the need of a complete and fulfilling sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Similar to David, Phinehas, Aaron's son, was promised an eternal priesthood. Concerning Phinehas, God said, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, and it shall be to him and to his descendants after him the covenant of a perpetual priesthood, because he was jealous for his God and made atonement for the people of Israel. Since Phinehas represented the priesthood, this was a promise for all the Levites. The eternal priesthood is a prophecy about Christ. Watch. The true high priest is coming. His sacrifice will be in effect for all eternity. Because they were unrighteous, Israel and Judah were told to watch. Watch for the one who is truly righteous and without sin. One sin breaks the whole law. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it. God's people broke all of God's commands. Even King David admitted in Psalm 51, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. This he confessed after his sins of adultery with Bathsheba, lies, and murder. His sinful nature was entirely corrupt and evil. David knew that he depended upon his Savior for righteousness. An earthly king or ruler was not enough for Israel's sins. They needed help. Just like the Israelites, just like David, we also need righteousness. Our sinful nature is unrighteous. Our epistle lesson tonight warned us about sins of sexual immorality, sensuality, jealousy, quarreling. We don't like thinking about our sexual sins. They cause us to feel our deep shame and guilt. What about quarreling and jealousy? Ever been jealous of someone else? Have you ever quarreled in disrespect with someone close to you? Just one sin. That's all it takes. We are unrighteous. We're not worthy of living in God's presence. Jeremiah comforts us. He says, watch. Watch for the righteous branch. Christ is the eternal King and priest. He is both true God and true man in one person. It was necessary for Christ to be true God so that his death would pay for the sins of the whole world. He needed to be true man so that he could take our place under the law. Under the law, he perfectly avoided our unrighteous sins. For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. On the cross, Jesus sacrificed his righteousness for us, taking upon himself all our sins. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. Jesus' sacrifice is eternal for the sins of all. As Christians, we watch in Scripture for Christ's name. Earlier in Jeremiah, Jesus is called the Lord is our righteousness. In this chapter, Israel and Judah are called the Lord is our righteousness. Since Israel and Judah represent the church, this is also talking about us. You are the Lord is our righteousness through Christ. Through faith, our identity is in Christ. We're Christians, after all. We don't find our identity in our unrighteousness. In baptism, Christ puts his name on us. You are baptized into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That's why we often begin our services with the invocation, the name of God. In confession and absolution, you are proclaimed righteous. Your sins are forgiven. God sees you as holy and righteous as Christ himself. We are saved in Christ and dwell securely in his name. Hebrew for dwell can also mean tent. This is fitting because, in a sense, we tent on earth, since life here is only temporary. In Advent, we watch for when Jesus came and tented among us. We tent securely because Jesus came and tented among us, bringing us comfort and peace. The Israelites watched for baby Jesus to arrive. We too continue to watch. He is coming again. On our own, we are not able to watch, but we are declared righteous on account of Jesus. We are baptized into his name. On the last day, God will see his Son's name on us. The Lord is our righteousness. In heaven, we will be made completely holy and righteous. No more sin. We will there live forever with our eternal King and priest. Watching for company when you're young and maybe older can feel like a long time. It's hard and tiring work. In this first sermon of our Advent wreath series, we remember that we are watching for the Lord, our righteousness, to come to the little town of Bethlehem. It is Jesus, the Lord, our righteousness, who puts his name on us in baptism, proudly bearing the name Christian. So let us also watch for the Lord, our righteousness, to come again and bring us to be with him in heaven. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.